Blog Talk Radio.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be.
You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America a Party Radio Show. I got this today in the mail, and I wanted to read it to you. It's about a whistleblower. He blew the whistle on Planned Parenthood's cover-up of 107 statutory rapes. He almost succeeded in putting Planned Parenthood's abortionists behind bars for their crimes. And now Planned Parenthood's politicians want to destroy his career. Dear friend, before I tell you about the pro-abortionist, a wicked attack, let me briefly introduce myself to you. I'm Ann Scheidler, chairman of the board of the Chicago-based the Thomas More Society. Thomas More Society is a law group named after Thomas More, who was a good friend of Henry VIII and held a high title in Henry VIII's government. But he refused to give up his religion, and therefore was beheaded by his good friend Henry. And decent attorneys always look to Thomas More as an example of a good lawyer. And that's what this Thomas More law firm is. So, and they also take up cases of GIs that are unjustly sentenced to jail, like the ones that are rotting in Fort Leavenworth, forgotten about by both Bush and Obama. So let me read the rest of the story for you. Our attorneys are defending a true hero, Phil Klein, in his struggle against the abortion Goliath of Planned Parenthood and its politicians. They're closed now, but earlier today, they killed 4,700 American babies. And at the end of the year, that totals up to 1,200,000. Guess how many immigrants come in to get the Social Security numbers legally? 1,200,000. As you may know, our attorneys are defending a true hero, Phil Klein, in his struggle against the abortion Goliath Planned Parenthood. As you may know, Phil was the Attorney General of Kansas from 2003 to 2007. As the state's top cop, he thoroughly investigated the late abortionist George Tiller and Planned Parenthood. His investigation found shocking violations of Kansas state laws. Third trimester babies. I have a daughter that was third trimester. Third trimester baby killer bragged about his skill. Tiller was proud to be America's number one third trimester abortionist. He bragged that he could abort babies that were too large for other abortionists to tackle, even up to the moment of birth. He charged thousands of dollars to kill each baby, and he did a booming business because other abortionists prefer to kill smaller babies. I told you, 4,700 they killed today, right? Phil's other target, Planned Parenthood, is America's number one baby-killing franchise by far. You could call it the McDonald's of abortion. Yeah, right? Over 4,700 are killed today. Pro-lifers throughout America cheered Phil for his courageous and vigorous prosecution of Planned Parenthood and George Tiller. Phil subpoenaed Tiller and Planned Parenthood's medical records, and that was just the beginning. Phil charged Tiller with 30 crimes for committing illegal third trimester abortions. You see, Kansas law prohibits late abortions unless there are a risk of physical damage to the pregnant mother. Tiller was freely performing late abortions using the flimsy excuse that the mother might suffer psychological damage. If Phil had been allowed to finish the job, Tiller would likely have been convicted of all 30 crimes and sent to prison. But pro-abortion fanatic Kathleen Sebelius, oh, I know her. She's the crazy woman that ruined the medical profession. Yeah, yeah, I know her. Yeah. Let's see here. She was then governor of Kansas, coordinated an effort to shut down Phil's prosecution of Tiller. Keep in mind that Tiller donated lavish amounts of blood money to Sebelius and other pro-abortion politicians. This comes back to my basic argument. There can be no champagne contributions greater than a dollar for anybody, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber or John Q. Daly. It's $1 for everybody, and this way everybody's vote counts. There are millions of people who do not go to vote because they figure the vote's already been bought, and their vote doesn't count. And if you make it $1 for everybody and level the playing field for everybody in the entire United States, more people will come out and vote. So let's see where we are here. Tiller kept up this third trimester baby-killing business until his death in 2009. You know where he is now, right? Ooh, it's hot down there. Phil ran for re-election as Attorney General but lost. But then he was appointed as the District Attorney for Johnson County, where he resumed his criminal investigation. Sounds like a lateral transfer, doesn't it? Okay, so Phil filed a massive 107-count criminal case against Planned Parenthood of Overland Park, Kansas. Phil had Planned Parenthood on the ropes. The record he subpoenaed from Planned Parenthood showed a consistent pattern of crime. What's more, Judge Richard Anderson, who had custody of the Planned Parenthood's records, Phil subpoenaed noticed something odd about them. It appeared that someone at Planned Parenthood had committed forgery in an attempt to cover up crimes. The judge took the records to the Topeka police handwriting expert for analysis, and the expert confirmed the discrepancies Judge Anderson had spotted. The forged records pointed to fraud and falsification of Planned Parenthood's records in addition to its other crimes. The judge's own phrase, somebody may have committed felonies to cover up misdemeanors. Planned Parenthood's crimes, like Tiller's, were egregious. Planned Parenthood had illegally given underage girls abortions and covered up the crimes of the statutory rapist who impregnated these girls. Planned Parenthood ignored the legal requirement. Hang in there. My pages are not in order. Yeah, it's like my life. Okay, here we go. To report these crimes. In addition, Planned Parenthood performed at least one illegal abortion beyond the 22-week limit under Kansas law. If Planned Parenthood were nailed for these 107 crimes, the penalties would have been huge. Phil was on the verge of nailing Planned Parenthood in court until some odd things started happening. Powerful pro-abortion state officials saw that Planned Parenthood was about to go down and took action to stop it. When Sebelius was governor, she packed the Kansas Supreme Court, like our Supreme Court's being packed right now, with her pro-abortion pals. Yes, you heard me right. In Kansas, the government gets to appoint justices to the state's high court without the advice and consent of the Senate. Governors in other states don't have that power. No wonder the Kansas Supreme Court repeatedly took extraordinary steps to intervene in Phil's criminal investigation of Tiller and Planned Parenthood. The court even imposed a gag order to keep the evidence of Planned Parenthood's crimes a secret. When it became clear that this gag order would also delay the prosecution, Phil expressed an urgent concern to the Kansas Supreme Court. He informed the court that the statute of limitations was about to run out in this case. The clock was ticking. How did the justices respond? They ordered a briefing schedule that guaranteed that the statute of limitations would run out, a huge break for Planned Parenthood. And then comes the part where they say how Phil outfoxed the pro-abortionists. When Phil realized that the Kansas Supreme Court's delays would let Planned Parenthood off the hook for its crimes, he made a clever counter move. He sponsored an omnibus crime bill with bipartisan support. It passed, and Governor Sebelius signed it into law, and she overlooked the bill's provision extending the statute of limitations. As you can imagine, Sebelius and the other pro-chop shop officials in Kansas were furious when they realized Phil had outfoxed them. The pro-abortion media was also furious with Phil for his relentless efforts to bring Planned Parenthood to justice. As Phil ran for re-election, the media constantly ripped him as heedless of women's privacy rights. In other words, he's pro-life. Sadly, thanks to the intensive media campaign against him, Phil lost the election as Johnson County District Attorney. So what did he do? He moved to Virginia to teach law. He fought the good fight. He did his best. He almost succeeded in putting George Tiller in jail and bringing Planned Parenthood to justice. But the pro-abortion officials of Kansas ran Phil out of the state. You'd think that would be the end of it, but it wasn't. You see, the pro-abortion Kansas officials still held such a grudge against Phil, they dragged him back to Kansas to face a barrage of phony accusations for so-called ethics violations. Ethics violations? Phil is one of the most ethical men you'll ever find. The charges against him are contrived and paper thin. They are false and utterly without merit. Let me give you an example. Phil's enemies charged that his views on the sanctity of life were so strong that they distorted his judgment. I guess that would mean an attorney must be pro-abortion in order to have undistorted judgment. Other accusations against Phil are nothing less than outright lies, and any fair-minded person would see that there's not a shred of evidence to support them. Phil's enemies are out for blood. They're like a pack of wolves. They're not just nipping at his heels. They want to pull him down and go for his throat. Even though these charges are totally false, Phil could be ruined if his enemies achieve their goal to disbar him. Wonderful, isn't it? Even among lawyers, there's no honesty. Yeah. They used to say one lawyer would never sue another lawyer. How we've turned on ourselves, huh? So what happened? Phil called the Thomas More Society and asked for our help because he heard about our lead attorney, Tom Brecher. Tom beat the abortion lawyers in the famous NOW versus Scheidler case, a massive unjust lawsuit against pro-life leaders, including my husband, Joe Scheidler, the founder of the Pro-Life Action League. Tom defended the innocent pro-life leaders against this vicious lawsuit all the way to the Supreme Court. He whipped the abortion lawyers before the Supreme Court twice by votes of 8-1 and then 8-0. These were perhaps the most important court victories for pro-lifers in our nation's history. That's why Phil told Tom he wanted his help in Topeka when his case went to trial. Tom knew that the funds were low, close to rock bottom, but he couldn't refuse Phil. Tom hurried to the airport, boarded a plane for Kansas, and spent 2 weeks with Phil before a three-attorney ethics panel to report these crimes. As expected, the pro-abortion panel members voted to find Phil guilty of multiple ethics violations. Suddenly faced with what seemed a hopeless dilemma, his only appeal was to go before the Kansas Supreme Court, the same court that Sebelius had packed with pro-abortion zealots. To get Phil a fair hearing, Tom Brecher and the Thomas More Society helped Phil rebuild his defense team, which filed a hard-hitting brief refuting all ethics charges. Then the defense filed a bold motion urging that two of the justices step aside for bias. The motion also suggested that three others also step aside, recuse themselves for the same reason. Phil's recusal motion called out one justice in particular, a militant feminist, for her deep-seated antagonism against Phil and also for spectacular falsehoods and outright deception in her earlier written opinion. This radical feminist justice opinion was so extreme and hostile that it shocked the legal community in Kansas. One observer called her opinion eccentric, a vitriolic rant that was so embarrassing and articulated with such petty viciousness that the Chief Justice appended a note to the decision, distancing herself from the outburst. 3 days later, after filing of the defense motion for recusal, a spokesman for the Kansas Supreme Court handed down an astonishing announcement late on a Friday afternoon outside the daily news cycle. Not merely two, but five of the Supreme Court justices were recusing themselves from Phil's case. That was unheard of. At least there's a chance for justice. This will be a long, hard battle. Let's pray that the five new substitute justices picked from Kansas appellate and trial judges will be fair and impartial. Tom Brecher is prepared to go the distance to defend Phil, but he can't do it alone. Please help Tom keep Phil's defense at top strength. Please pray for victory in this case, and please send a sacrificial gift to support Phil's defense if possible. Your gift will help Tom defend Phil and other innocent people of faith. It will also help Tom keep up the pressure against the abortionists in our other cases. For example, your gift will help fund our two lawsuits against the colossal Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Aurora, Illinois. One lawsuit is for multiple zoning violations that are so bad that Planned Parenthood could be forced to vacate its mega mill or even bulldoze it to the ground. The other lawsuit is for Planned Parenthood's outrageous defamation of innocent pro-lifers. We should win our cases against Planned Parenthood, finances permitting, but it takes a lot of money to win a lawsuit against a gigantic taxpayer-funded organization. Why are we funding this butcher shop like Planned Parenthood? Right now we're short of funds. Tom Brecher needs your help to fight for justice. Kindly send your sacrificial gift to help Tom defend the innocent pro-lifers. Whatever you can spare would be appreciated. And let's see what the envelope says. Thomas More Society, Pro-Life Law Center, 19 South LaSalle Street, Suite 603, Chicago, Illinois, 60603-1437. And let's see, there's a little note in here that says, news update, the Kansas Supreme Court has just ruled against a Klein, and we're appealing the unjust ruling. The appeal will be expensive. Thomas More Center, Thomas More Society, Pro-Life Law Center, 19 South LaSalle Street, Suite 603, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. We'll come back for a tune, and then we will read you some more news. So bear with me while I find a tune to play for you. Bear with me. Yes, please. Please bear with me. I'm working a laptop and I don't like it. I don't like it. So just bear with me. And we'll make you alive and well. I might be off the air for all I know here. Let's see. Oh, here we go. My studio. My studio. Okay, here we are. Let's see if we can do a nice tune for you, being you've been so patient. Here we go.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you. Let it be me.
You know, I was just thinking while that tune was playing, if the government is sponsoring a Planned Parenthood, does that make the government an accomplice to murder? Is the government sanctioning a child murder? Or is Planned Parenthood just an execution palace for the U.S. government? Very sad, huh? Okay. I got something that's curious down here, a tune. It says, oh, wah, oh, wah. Let me see what it's about.
Oh, wah, oh, wah. Oh, wah, oh.
It's Brazilian.
Oh, wah, oh, wah.
People that I love went to Aruba and they took their mother and they had a big inspection when they got to Aruba. I said, how was the security at JFK? And they said it was good. They were more professional at JFK than they were at Aruba. But in Aruba, they got two inspections. They got one from the Aruban government and they got one from the American government. And I said to myself, here's another example of freedoms lost. Nobody had to be checked by security when I was growing up. Nobody. Now, my children are born into the security element. So they don't even know that at one time, Americans just walked through the airport. It was a breeze. That's an example of freedom lost. Another example of freedom lost, which is real subtle, is the removal of God from oaths in the United States. If you listen very carefully, when these communists now take an oath, they say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you? God is gone. That's another example of a freedom that has been taken away from you. The freedom to stand on an oath in front of God who rules your life. Oh, well, you know, the atheists get annoyed at that. Well, you know what? Let's shoot the atheists. How many bullets does it take? We got plenty. Yeah. And the other one that the atheists have won on and you don't know about it yet is the moment of silence. That was injected about 10 years ago. Probably by a Republican. Yes, let's have a moment of silence. What happened to a moment of prayer? How about loud prayer? Huh? Let's rock the heavens. Let's do some spirituals. No, It's a moment of silence. You keep your Christian mouth shut. Put a muzzle on that man. And that's another freedom that you lost. Every day, you're like a piece of copper that's being hammered. And you're going to change shape mentally. And you don't even know it. My question is, how do you know you're not brainwashed? Okay, so here are some of the questions from an organization called, or news briefs. It's called New American. Are Obama-linked operatives covering up EPA abuses? You remember what that guy said? He got caught. He said, we're going to be like the Romans. We're going to make examples and terrorize the rest of the people on the way. Several EPA employees are preparing to testify before Congress that a nearly unknown division with the agency has been preventing investigation of misdeeds. High Court leaves Second Amendment in limbo. You know, 5-4 is very dangerous. You could lose a country on a reversal of 5-4. Senator Kaine, UN arms treaty in no way threatens the Second Amendment, his version of the Second Amendment. That's where everybody with guns turns them in and gets on the truck. He's a Democrat from Virginia. My friends, we've lost Virginia, the home of Patrick Henry, the home of Robert E. Lee, the home of Light Horse Harry Lee. The home of Jefferson in Washington is now communist. You can't believe that. Here's a guy telling you that the UN is okay and they can come to your house and they can be quartered. No, they come to my house, they're going to be drawn and quartered. Yeah. IMF bailout for Ukraine and a new world currency. The International Monetary Fund announced a bailout of the new Ukraine regime using the protection of global currency known as special drawing rights. Where does that money come from? I'd like to buy that printing press. I bet you it's a big one. I don't mind helping out the Ukraine. The Soviet vultures were getting ready to swallow it up. I don't know what caused Putin to pull back. Maybe he feels he's got enough for now. U.S. to aid Nigeria in rescuing schoolgirls kidnapped by militants. They're sending in troops. That's Obama. He's trying to save his neck because he wants Benghazi off the front page. He wants the murder of 4 Americans to be buried. It's only 4 Americans, and what does it matter, right, Hillary? As long as you're president. And guess what? There's no room for you on Mount Rushmore. They can only get one thigh. They only have room for one thigh. Media celebration over fracking verdict is premature. Behind the media's celebratory headlines about a victory over fracking is the plain and simple fact that this verdict was no victory over fracking. Yeah, you know what I say to all of those enviro-Leninists? Go frack yourself. So those are some of the headlines from one patriotic group. And here's another article that says, the FEC chair, government may soon move to limit conservative media. My friends, we're going to have to learn to use tom-toms. Smoke signals. Oh, listening to Mark Levin tonight. He is rallying the Tea Party after the rhinos are saying that the victory in North Carolina of a Republican over two Tea Party members is clear and proof that the Tea Party is gone the way of the buggy and carriage, horse and buggy, but it's not true. It's not true. And I got to tell you, if you want to lose an election, you just get the Tea Party so annoyed that they don't vote Republican and they don't come out to vote and you'll be speaking communist inside of 2 weeks. So you better pray that the Tea Party gets stronger. And the Tea Party is the party of the people. It's the party of mainstream America. Another sad observation is somebody I know bowls with five women her age, and she says she's the only one that's into politics, and the other four are into nonsense, you know, all the garbage. And they have no idea what politics is and what's going on. And that's the people that are voting in presidents that are communist and Muslim terrorists. And you know something? This guy sending troops into Nigeria, he better pray that those guys don't come back in body bags and he's got to unload another plane full of dead Americans, because it's going to be all on him. He's looking to look good on this deal. And he's playing with the wrong people. And I pray for the guys that are going to go. I get flashbacks of Clinton sending special forces to do a helicopter rope drop on a hotel to get General Adid in Somalia. And one poor guy fell out of the helicopter before he could grab the rope. And you saw them their bodies being dragged through the streets of Mogadishu. And Clinton had pulled out the tanks and the armored personnel carriers and before, it was a by the way as he was leaving the country, and he left those guys unprotected to the point that the wounded and the dead were being staged, and the guys who could do the run out ran to get armored personnel carriers, and they had to borrow them from the Pakistanis, and the Pakistanis said, right now we're having tea. Okay? And it's believed that the Pakistanis called the route and called ahead to the terrorists to alert them to the fact that the rescue team was going in. The SWAT team was going in to get General Adid. So this is what happens when you're dealing with enemies that you think are your friends. And Pakistan is no friend of the USA. And you're going to learn the hard way. And never forget, they got over 100 nukes, and they could always lend one to a friend like Iran. Yeah. Or Palestine. The Palestinians, the Philistines. Yeah. So government may soon move to limit conservative media. Think about that one, huh? So let's see what we got here. I got to go back for a tune. It's a long way. I got to take a boat and a bus. This is really terrible. I do not like this. Do not like this setup. Please forgive me. What else you want to... Oh, I said Mark Levin was rallying the troops. He was really... He was pitching them. He built up their morale today. Mark Levin is a one-man fighting unit, and he is doing fantastic in making Americans aware of their duties and responsibilities to the Constitution of the United States. And if it wasn't for Mark, there'd be nobody out there sounding the clarion. So let us go back for a tune. Thank you, Mark, for what you do. I know it's the voice of one screaming in the wilderness, but without you we have nothing. You're the only guy that makes us aware of the difference between rhinos and conservatives. So, and speaking of John Kerry, what a disgrace he is, huh? He's a bird dog.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey, He's a dog.
His joker ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
The bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song.
Like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog.
On the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby.
The bird dog. Bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone.
Okay, for all you communists out there feeling depressed, let me give you a tune to cheer you up. Like that? Cheer you up. Brought you closer to God. Aren't you glad? Here's a story about a fella who had a stolen goose.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, and I die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs they were yellow, he could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took red his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight. He was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound. He would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful Drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may his hair and his wig be well thrashed with the flail, may his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind daisy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's Drake.
All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin'
tweet,
rockin' robin,
tweet,
tweet, tweet, blow, rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singin' go, birds go, rockin' robin,
tweet.
Rock and Robin, so Rock and Robin, really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven at the bird. The bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Slow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight,
tweet, tweet, rock.
Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet.
Oh, rockin' robin, cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
I'm just switching over and see headline, four bodies found in the home of ex-tennis star. Oh, man, that's too much, huh? Hillary Clinton's running for the president. Oh, I'm shocked. I didn't know that. I never thought she would run. Yeah. Oh, I told you, right? You can only get one thigh on Mount Rushmore. Check out the White House issues threat to global warming opponents. Yeah. global warming. That's a joke. You want to see what global warming is? Go to atomic bomb images. That's global warming. And get a look at what 30,000 degrees looks like. That's global warming. And we'll all be in trouble when that day comes. And you know what? The environment that they'll probably have, that'll be a big, a heavy carbon day. Yeah. But I think our mayor in New York, he's put up a sign, a nuke-free zone sign, so that they better not, they're not allowed to drop any nukes on us. The day that somebody gets a nuke, we're getting it first. No question about it. You want to see the real estate values plummet? You'll be able to get a three-bedroom apartment for $100. Yes, and you know what? It'll have a one giant skylight. Yeah. Okay, Ted Cruz releases definitive list of 76 lawless. Let's see what that's all about. You got to support Ted Cruz. The guy, he stood up there and stood tall for us. Didn't he? Wasn't he great? I was so proud of him. They hate him. You know what Cruz in Spanish means? Cross. 76 lawless Obama actions. We're not going to read all 76. We'll just read the main one. He hates this country. Imagine marrying somebody that hates you, and they just married you to get even. Unbelievable, man. This guy hates his country, and so does his wife. It's the first time in my life I've been proud to be an American. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was when you served in Nam, huh? Yeah. Oh, no, we don't serve. We get served. Yeah. Well, I hope it's a subpoena. This thing is taking forever to come up to read. I have a problem. Here it is. Here's Ted Cruz. And you ever notice in the background in the pictures now, all the politicians, they got to have a mixed race of people. Can't be all white behind the candidate. Unless it's Obama, then it could be all right. You can have all white behind the candidate. Unbelievable. I got a whole bunch of things going on here. Here we go. The legal limit report number 4, obtained by the Daily Caller, delves into little-known and little-reported details of Obama's executive actions. The guy's a dictator, man. He is the rival of Saddam Hussein. He's the culmination of Joseph Stalin, Saddam Hussein, and Fidel Castro, all in one. And God help him if this rescue mission goes wrong and we see American bodies coming back on this thing, because he's doing it. He's not doing it for the girls. He's doing it as for a political coup. He wants to look good on this thing. He's going to use those Americans that he hates to clean the house of Boko Haram, and he is going to look like, I got bin Laden, and now I got Boko Haram. And he better have a lot of backup for those boys, because they're going to need it. So, Obama here's the list. Obama implemented portions of the DREAM Act by executive action. What DREAM Act? We got a nightmare going on here. We got no DREAM Act. Ended some terror asylum restrictions. He was sending the guys out of Gitmo. They were turning back up on the battlefield in Pakistan. Recognized same-sex marriage in Utah despite a Supreme Court stay on a court order. Did he do that? He is really bad. Read more. I got to go to the Daily Caller. They only give you 3 reasons here. It'll probably take me a year to get to the Daily Caller. I think somebody poured molasses on my laptop. Let's see if we can get rid of this. Maybe I got to get rid of things. You know what? I'm going to have to go to AOL Mail, and we'll just read some of the headlines. I've got a, I might have a virus working here. The communists got me. Okay. This is the first time I'm dealing with a slow computer. I wonder why that is. Maybe I got too many. Here we go. I got too many open windows. Lois Lerner held in contempt of Congress. She's contemptuous. And the consensus of opinion is that she's not going to talk because she's got a big backup. She has got the number one communist in the country watching her back. Check out Hillary Clinton. Need to rein in the idea that anybody can be president. I'll vote for a goat for president. And, of course, Bill's in trouble. And it turns out he was getting harmonica lessons from the pizza delivery girl. And oh, what a disgrace for a president. You know what Harry Truman said? Harry Truman, this guy, when he left office, he still had a mortgage on his house. And somebody bought Chappaqua for the Clintons. I think his name was Terry McAuliffe. He was the party chairman at the time. Now he's governor of Virginia. So long, Virginia. Nice knowing you. Harry Truman said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? How true. How true. That's why the Russians are laughing, because they know how to deal with crooks. White House issues threat to global warming opposition. Supreme Court says it's legal to detain Americans. Lerner will be held in contempt. I hold you in contempt. Now I'm going to hold you a little closer. Yeah, give me a break, man. Cenk Uygur panics over Benghazi. Oh, man. I don't know what that's all about. Lerner will be held in contempt. This is what happens when you leave behind an imposter. One simple magic trick to change your world forever. Yeah, go down to the bank and take all their money and tell them you'll be right back. You just want to look at it. Unbelievable. Oh, there's a Kenyan hospital. It's a hut, and they have a witch doctor, and he says that he can prove that Obama was born in Kenya, and he's the witch doctor that delivered the baby. Yep. And there's a picture of the hut. I see the hut, Hut 27. And, they got feet as proof. Oh, they have Obama's feet as proof. And the doctor's name is Kanye Believe Dishet. Kanye Believe Dishet. Yeah. And, and they have an official seal, and it's a real seal. Oh, man. Let me see if I can find the certificate of live birth. Yeah. It's very good if we can get it here. Certificate, certificate, of life, life, birth, BERF. Be it known, on this day, Barack Hussein Obama Smith was born in Hut 27. I told you it was Hut 27. He is a citizen, citizen, of Kenya, and his mama had the baby. And then they got the feet. And they got the official seal, which I told you was a seal, was a real seal. Okay, so that's life in the big city, folks. Let me forward this because I want to use it again. I'm sorry, I got to bore you with this. I'm sending this to my email address. And see, nothing goes easy. I can't do an at sign. Something wrong with that key. You know what? I think I bought this computer from a scoundrel. Have you ever seen a wooden computer before? Oh, man. Something. It's unbelievable. So Hillary's not making Mount Rushmore. Yeah. Oh, she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary. Remember that story they spun? Yeah. Oh, Hickory. I thought she was named after Andrew Jackson. Oh, Hickory. Bad, man. Bad. What is America worth to you? Everything. And it's breaking my heart to see it being torn apart. We're being balkanized by the communists. There will be nothing left to a surrender when they come. Check out, a Department of Justice is hiding Mexicans in the office. What is America worth to you? Come on. We're going to go bounce back for a tune. I'm torturing you here. Let me see if there's anything else. Lois Lerner held in contempt of Congress. That's the big headline. And then there's one in Arabic for tourism. Let's see. Oh, come to Yemen. Oh, there was one today that blew my mind. What was it? There was a raid on a grocery store in the Southland, in Alabama, I think. And you know what prompted the raid? This little store was sent a $40 million to Yemen. And this entire thing they sent me is in Arabic. You know how hard it is to read Arabic? Everything is from left to right. Oh, the Turks want me. Come to Turkey. Turkey, yay. Come to Turkey, yay. This is terrible. Let us get out of here. We're going to play some music. We'll finish up with music. I'm sorry to have screwed you up tonight. We'll rock around the clock, then we'll go crazy.
Oh, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're going to rock around the...
Speaking of rocks, here's Rocky Top.
Sammy Davis, something got to give. And that's what's got to give here, too.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be killed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast, mysterious sky. I'll try hard, ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night.
you find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
We'll go out with a tribute to American Indians who served this country, and you never hear them complain about anything. Oh, it won't get down there or what? Let's see.